conspicuous. People in the street actually stopped to watch her as she sidled along walls and scuttled from one doorway to another. Morris and Keith strolled along after her. No one paid them any attention. Eventually, in a narrow street, she stopped at a black building with a big wooden sign hanging over the door. The sign showed a lot of rats, a sort of star made of rats, with all their tails tied together in a big knot. "Sign of the Ancient Guild of Rat Catchers," whispered Melissa, swinging her bag off her shoulder.
"I know," said Keith. "It looks horrible."
"Makes an interesting design, though," said Melissa. One of the most significant things about the door below the sign was the big padlock holding it shut. Odd, Morris thought. If rats make your legs explode, why do rat catchers have to have a big lock on their shed?
"Luckily, I'm prepared for every eventuality," said Melissa, and reached into her bag. There was a sound as of lumps of metal and bottles being moved around.
"What have you got in there?" said Morris.
"Everything."
"The grapnel and rope ladder take up a lot of the room," said Melissa, still feeling around. "And then there's the big medicine kit, and the small medicine kit, and the knife, and the other knife, and the sewing kit, and the mirror for sending signals, and these."
She pulled out a small bundle of black cloth. When she unrolled it, Morris saw the gleam of metal.
"Ah," he said, "lockpicks, right? I've seen burglars at work."
"Hairpins," said Melissa, selecting one. "Hairpins always work in the books I've read. You just push it into the keyhole and twiddle. I have a selection of pre-bent ones."
Once again, Morris felt a little chill at the back of his head. "They work in stories," he thought. "Oh, dear me."
"And how come you know so much about picking locks?" he said.
"I told you, they lock me out of my room to punish me," said Melissa, twiddling.
Morris had seen thieves at work. Men breaking into buildings at night hated to see dogs, but they didn't mind cats. Cats never attempted to tear their throats out. And what thieves tended to have, he knew, were complicated little tools which were used with great care and precision. They didn't use stupid...
Click.
"Good,"
said Melissa in a satisfied voice.
"That was just luck," said Morris as the padlock swung free. He looked up at Keith. "You think it's just luck too, eh, kid?"
"How would I know?" said Keith. "I've never seen it done before."
"I knew it would work," said Melissa. "It worked in the fairy story The Seventh Wife of Greenbeard, where she broke out of his room of terror and stabbed him in the eye with a frozen herring."
"That was a fairy story," said Keith.
"Yes," said Melissa proudly, "right out of Grimm fairy tales."
"You've got some bad fairies in these parts," said Morris, shaking his head.
Melissa pushed the door open.
"Oh, no," she moaned. "I didn't expect this."
End of CD 2.